But I thought that was just Frome.
Oh, you just call it a frog.
Frome. Yeah. Yes, and I've heard of the toad frog. Or a toad, either one. She calls one of hers Toady.
Toady?
Uh-huh.
She, I don't know why, how old is she?
Oh, she's grown. She teaches.
Oh, I thought you meant she had...
No, but her husband teaches. He teaches at Central. He teaches biology. And he has all these frogs and lizards and one thing or other at home.
Well, I thought you were talking about a child who had some
pets. No, no.
But I'm sorry to say, frogs have a sort of irresistible fascination for humans.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call them.
I think that's true, because many of the children in the neighborhood go and ask if they might see her frogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this kind of bird that picks holes in trunks of trees?
Woodpecker?
Have you ever heard any other words for woodpecker or just woodpecker?
No, just woodpecker.
And do you say a fishing worm or a fish worm or...
Fish worm.
Now, you...
Although you go up the river road, you'll see the signs of fishing worms for sale here.
Yeah. Well, what about this kind of an insect that usually hangs around a pond? He has a long, thin, needle-like body and a couple of wings on either side, like this. Well, a word that everybody knows, although other words have currency in different parts of the country, is dragonfly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are other words for
them.
Have you ever heard snake doctor?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I have.
Well, in order to get some several things at once, why don't you name over a few insects that sting?
Well, there's a bee, a wasp. I don't know what else stings.
Well, over here, there's one that builds a nest. If you haven't seen
it. Hornet.
That, yes.
A hornet, yes.
What about, have you ever seen a dry land turtle, you believe?
Yes.
All right, well, what do you call him?
Call him a turtle or a terrapin or either one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we don't distinguish as we should between turtles and terrapins, but we call them all turtles or call them terrapins.
Well, when you're house cleaning, and you find, do you find a cobweb or a spider web in the corner?
I may find both. But generally they're cobwebs.
Now what if it's the same sort of thing outside, say on a bush in the yard? Would you call that a spider web?
They're generally spider webs because spiders really make them out there. But we had a spider web that we had one in our kitchen. I have two stoves. I have a coal stove and, of course, the gas range. And where the spider came from, I should imagine he came up under there, from down under somewhere. But he made a web across from one stove to the other. And I didn't take it down until he finished it. It was a pretty thing. The sun was shining and the reflection of it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to go back of it for anything.
Yeah.
And after I saw it, I started to whack it down and then I saw the spider. And I said, I'll see what he does.
Watching spinning.
Mm-hmm. And he spun a beautiful whip across between my stoves. When he finished it, I took it down.
Yeah, they are pretty.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call, do you have any other word for the sycamore tree around here? Or do you just call it a sycamore?
I think sycamore is the only thing.
And this kind of vine that will make you break out on a rash if you touch it, blisters come up on your skin.
Poison ivy.
And
there's also a poison oak.
Yeah.